This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
I say green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello, good evening everybody. Once again, a warm welcome as ever to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until midnight tonight. Hope you've had a good day so far. Hope everything is fabulous for you. And how wonderful that you've decided to share the next couple of hours with me here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves. Yes, 98.0 Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. And as ever, available on smart speaker. And with a Mixcloud account, you can see the video feed into the studio. So Tuesday, the 9th of April, as ever, another wacky show coming up. Celebrity birthdays will feature in the first hour. We'll deal with all the ridiculous holidays that occur on the 9th of April and this week and this month as well. Our roving reporter, Scott Fish, will be telling us all about the astronomical phenomenon, don't make that mistake, that was witnessed across the globe yesterday, but live in the USA. Very exciting. We sent Scott Fish to the solar eclipse, and he'll be reporting back in about 25 minutes' time. Prediction Master will be back as well. There's an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse as ever. You can get a sneak preview by going to at Ben Sim Radio before I talk about it in the second hour of tonight's show. It's social media related. Name your favourite. So yeah, very exciting and great tracks suggested by you, lovely Legend listeners. Some brilliant music coming up tonight. We're going to have the likes of Sheryl Crow. We're going to have Bill Withers. We're going to have Take That later on. We're going to have The Stranglers. We're even going to have Katy Perry, The Wanted, Len, Bob Marley, Diana Ross. So much to look forward to. So keep it here. 98.0 and PhoenixFM.com. I'm Ben. It's the show that goes like this. You're never quite sure what's coming next, except if you tune in regularly. There are regular features you'll be well aware of. Now, I'll explain why we're starting with this after I've played it. But to get us going musically tonight, a feel-good track from Katrina and the Waves.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is me, Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. We're going to have a great time tonight. Katrina and the Waves to get us going. Looking and sounding fabulous, of course. So, what was that all about? Well, on the 9th of April, there are quite a few ridiculous holidays. It is, of course, who could forget, International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. That is one of the more ridiculous ones. I have talked about it before, possibly about a year ago. But Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Does the legal community regularly get frustrated about how people are not kind to them? I don't know. Do they need a day where we're especially kind? I feel like they're well paid, and I do agree that just because someone's well paid that you shouldn't be constantly mean to them. But, you know, why is that a thing? International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Also, I'll be impressed if you know anything about this. It's Appomattox Day. Appomattox Day, of course, everyone. You know, you all know why, don't you? Appomattox Day. American Civil War. There was a battle that started to signify the end of the war in Virginia, and when it finished in Virginia, other places soon followed suit. It's regarded as the battle that really brought about the end of the American Civil War in a place called Appomattox in Virginia. There we go. That's why today is Appomattox Day. It's the anniversary of the day that battle occurred. But, of course, yes, it's Be Kind to Lawyers Day and Appomattox Day, but who could forget, it's National Unicorn Day! Yes, horns in the middle of your head. Well, just a solitary horn. I've just read about an animal called an okapi that has two horns sort of next to each other in the middle of its head. And from a certain angle, it can look like one, and you think it's a unicorn, but it isn't. It's an okapi. Anyway, it is National Unicorn Day. We may talk about unicorns later in the show, but maybe more importantly for some people, of course, as well, it's National Gin and Tonic Day. Yes, absolutely fantastic. Pour yourself a G&T. Enjoy. Refreshed. Ready for the next couple of hours and whatever it brings, yes. Also, all week this week, and I'm not happy about it, it's Be Kind to Spiders Week. What? Why? All right, you know, who started? I reckon it was the spider community that started the rumour that it's bad luck if you kill a spider. You know, that's got to have been self-preservation from some intelligent spider somewhere. I do have a problem. I probably will admit, properly arachnophobic. Although, bizarrely, money spiders, so small, they're kind of the same size as ants. I don't like an ant crawling on me. I shrug it off instantly. Money spiders, quite happy if they're crawling on me. But then, again, there's the old wives' tale of you're going to come into money if there's a money spider on you. Also, it's too tiny to be threatening. But I've got to say, any bigger with its leg span than a 5p piece, and I am shying away from everything arachna. Yes, arachnophobia is me, so there we go. I've had odd instances of spiders being around where I really didn't want them to be. Maybe I'll share with you some spider stories later on, as it is Be Kind to Spiders Week. I've never knowingly killed a spider. I certainly wouldn't want to do that, no. But if they're up to a certain size, I can get them under a glass and a bit of paper or card or something and get rid of them that way. People have invested... Family members who know me well have invested in spider hoovers, for spider vacuums, I should say. Many brands of spider vacuum are available, and devices to help you catch them without having to go too near them. So, yeah, that helps. But it is Be Kind to Spiders Week, and, of course, all throughout April, totally separately from anything else, and we all really will be embracing this, I know, as a community, because all throughout April, it's National Kite Month. And that's not the bird, the kite. Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. No, no, no. It's the stuff on a string that you fly in the sky. Kite Month, all throughout April. Is it a popular hobby still? You still see people doing it occasionally, don't you? So there we go. Right, well, we need more music, and all the music has been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners as ever, so carry on listening. You may get a name check if your tune gets played. Thank you very much. But a lot of the musical element to the show is reverting back to yesterday's awe-inspiring solar eclipse, which took place from Earth, of course, 100% visible in certain areas of the USA, limited visibility in limited western areas of the UK, but of course with the internet available for live streaming, and some amazing images definitely were captured. Scott Fish will be telling us about what he's seen solar eclipse wise in the last couple of days. Very excited to talk to him in about 15 minutes. But musically, all the tracks inspired by the sun, I think it's fair to say, hence Walking on Sunshine to get us going. And that should be attributed to Sarah James, who suggested it on social media. A few others did, but Sarah got in there first. Thank you, Sarah, for doing that. Thank you also to fellow Phoenix alumni, Nigel Fitzmaurice, who wants to hear Arrow and Hot, Hot, Hot. This is for you, Nigel.
Phoenix FM.
Arrow and Hot, of course. Fabulous stuff. So, yeah, lots of ridiculous holidays going on and the wonderful solar eclipse happening yesterday, causing a lot of excitement amongst astronomers all over the world. Probably astrologers as well, but without quite the validity. Anyway, yes, and don't forget, it's International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. If you have any legal proceedings underway, be kind to the lawyers involved. Appomattox Day, the battle that many believe brought about the end of the American Civil War. National Unicorn Day. Yeah, mythical, fantastic creatures. Looks like a horse with a horn on its head. All right, is it fantastic? Yes, it is. All right, I'll accept it. National Gin and Tonic Day, I'll accept that as well. Do you know, I've never really loved a G&T. I'm sure there's people shouting at their radios now going, what's up with you? But it's a bit bitter for me, the old gin taste. I know you can get flavoured gins. Still, there we go. Yes, also, Be Kind to Spiders Week. We may have to have some facts about spiders later on in the show. Maybe facts that will make you feel better about spiders. That'd be nice. And, of course, it's National Kite Month. We may have some facts about kites as the show progresses as well. But we need more music. We need fabulous music, and we need music that's been suggested by Sue Burton. So what better than The Heat Is On? With an intro that you really wouldn't think leads into the song it leads into. That's what I think about this intro. Now it's fine. All fine now.
Pressure's high. Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, it is. And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is fabulous. Hope it's even more fabulous now you've tuned in to this show with me. Maybe you're listening at your own leisure, not on a Tuesday evening. You've downloaded this program and you're listening to it. Let's say it's Thursday lunchtime. Let's say it's Saturday morning. Craziness, but you can listen to it when you like. But I'm ever so grateful to anyone who listens, whether it's live, whether it's afterwards. Thank you for getting involved. Thanks to everyone that's sent in on social media. There's been a heck of a lot of interaction, and that's what this show is all about. We encourage interactivity, of course. I think it's more interesting and exciting if you feel involved just as much as I do. So brilliant. Speaking of getting involved, we've had our issues with Scott Fish over the weeks, but I'm excited to say he is reporting on what it's like to be anywhere near a solar eclipse. Absolutely fabulous. Shall we speak to Scott round about now? I think we should. So therefore, let's hit that jingle.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I hope all of yesterday he was wearing solar protective glasses. He's our roving reporter, of course. He's Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben.
Scott, how the devil are you?
Do you know what? I did wear my protective glasses, and there's no damage to my retina that any of the doctors have found. I did get a couple of them to check.
No serious eye injuries. Always good after. I was worried with you reporting on the total solar eclipse that there could be incidents. We tried to mitigate them. I feel they've been mitigated.
Yeah, when you say no eye injuries, there were, but not related to the solar eclipse. There was a bit of a bust up on the way to America, but it's over now. We're not going to talk about that.
No,
when you originally gave me this assignment, I thought this you were asking a lot, because I thought you wanted me to actually go to the sun. Now, I did look into it.
Yeah.
After about 48 hours of research, turns out it's a bit too hot to go there.
Yeah. I can imagine it would be.
I don't want to let you down. So I could have gone to the moon, because obviously people have done that.
But
apparently they haven't done it for a while. So
I don't think Phoenix FM's budget would stretch to one of those moon trips. You know, it's a bit cheaper to get to America, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that you sent me all the way to America, but I don't understand that, because I can see the moon and I can't see America from Brentwood. So surely it would have been easier to get to the... Anyway, I'm not in charge of the budget, so...
It's above your pay grade and mine, weirdly.
Wow.
But, yeah, well, let's get into the nitty-gritty of it then. What was the atmosphere like? Where were you for the actual few minutes that the total solar eclipse happened?
So I actually went to right the very beginning of where it was seen on the kind of continental United States. I was in Texas. We saw it for over 4 minutes. It was very, very exciting. Lots of people fired their guns, which was a little bit less exciting. Quite stereotypical for Texans, I thought. But
Yes, of course. I was worried you might have gone somewhere mistakenly to a place that wasn't going to have good observational possibilities of it. You know,
I saw it fine. It was absolutely, absolutely fine. I went right there and was there for the whole in the path of totality, as we eclipse chasers call it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, I'd just like to ask. I mean, I remember previous total solar eclipses that have been visible in the UK. I remember being on holiday in Corfu, I think, when one happened. And obviously,
You were in Corfu when there was an eclipse that was visible from the UK.
Yeah, that was just a coincidence that I happened to be on holiday at that time. It was also visible in Corfu. No, I saw it in Corfu.
I thought you'd misunderstood quite seriously the whole sense of how to view an eclipse.
No, of course.
Holiday to somewhere that it isn't visible from.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I agree with that. No, what I was going to say was I remember shots of people sort of having to put a hole in a bit of paper and look at the shadow that was created on another bit of paper. And then I was amazed to see footage of people in America with this eclipse all wearing what I would have called 3D glasses from the 80s with obviously different lenses in that stop your eyes getting damaged by harmful UV rays. I just wondered if you could let us know anything about the equipment people have moved on to in these technologically advanced times.
I ordered a box of these glasses and sort of handed them out, because there were quite a few people in Texas. As I say, it was quite a stereotypical Texan bunch, and a lot of them had seen 7 years ago, the last total eclipse, Donald Trump was the president, and he famously looked at the eclipse without any glasses, which was against all the sort of health recommendations.
Absolutely.
So a lot of the Texans, who are surprisingly ardent Trump supporters, were quite resistant to me passing out. They sort of considered, you know, like when COVID was happening, a lot of people were resistant to masks.
Yeah,
I would have said it was akin to that.
Wow.
And,
right.
I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but that was the precursor to the eye injury I did end up with that wasn't directly related to the eclipse. So I tried to make sure they all had them, and it got forcible. I had to pin several children down and force them to goggles for their own protection. You know, I wasn't being unreasonable.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
And well, the kids had guns as well, so it's quite scary.
You are painting a picture almost of a slightly worrying society, a lawless society in parts of Texas.
If I'm honest, I did go to Texas and ended up on an army base. So I think...
right, yeah.
I think that might have been something to do with the... Because you think of stereotypical Texans having sort of big... either rifles or big pistols. These all had semi-automatic machine guns and sort of assault rifles. So I think it was part of the American army. And that's essentially why they were a bit resistant to me forcing them to wear goggles, I think, because that was assaulting a member of the armed forces.
It makes sense. But let's not get into that and how you got your eye injury and the bust up. Let's talk about the, amazing sighting of our star obscured by the moon and looking fantastic in the sky. Were people having spiritual occurrences?
They were, and a lot of people were saying, were sort of praising God for it, because it does make you get quite spiritual and kind of everything, and saying how clearly the moon sort of fits perfectly over the sun. And we got about, as I say, about 4.5 minutes of totality, which is when it's completely covered. And then you can look at the sun when it's like that. But and they were saying that it's obviously God had made that. And I got quite cross and again, got quite physical with them, because it really is just coincidence that even though the sun's sort of 400 times bigger diameter than the moon, it's also 400 times further away. So it sort of cancels it out. And they were very adamant that that was God. And so I put goggles on them and said coincidence quite loudly. And it really did get quite vicious, to be honest with you. It wasn't just my eyes. They've hurt some of my limbs as well. Not all of them. And we were talking about the history of them, because obviously, you know, human beings have been looking at eclipses, and a lot of people did think it was the wrath of God. And apparently, I mean, one of the sort of most ancient civilizations that were really into eclipses and astronomy in general was ancient China. And apparently there's a sort of story that was going around that 4,000 years ago that the Chinese emperor had his sort of royal astrologers, and they didn't predict solar eclipse, so he killed them. I didn't realize really just how violent eclipses get.
Yeah, well, you've been exposed to a certain level of violence that many people wouldn't associate with it. I mean, you'd assume it would enhance community spirit, people coming together, looking at something that sort of shapes all of our lives in a bizarre kind of way. And,
it did. And it did sort of make you feel sort of together. But also, we noticed that a lot of people started robbing things because it was dark and they thought it was nighttime. And obviously, they only had about 4.5 minutes. And then the police and all the army guys found them. So, and like animals all went a bit mental there. There was, because they have quite a lot of animals in the army base, which I didn't ask why that was. But the sort of the scientists at the army base, because they had a lot of them, were telling us that animals do.
It's interesting that you you're able to tell us about the animals, the human behavior and whatever. How come they let you into the army base?
Because it wasn't so much letting me in as sort of stopping me go further in, really.
So I just wonder how you knew how many scientists there were there, or that there were a lot even, you know.
Well, when you're forcing people to wear sun protective goggles, some of them sort of scream, "Get off me, I'm a scientist, I know what I'm doing." And there was at least 20 of those, so...
Okay. Well, I understand. Tell us just before you go then a bit more about the animals. What animals did you see behaving strangely?
It's quite weird. So there's quite a lot of bees around, and they all tend to sort of fly back or sort of disappear, so as if they're going back to their hives.
Right,
A lot of the birds sort of stopped making noises, and they all kind of went, like they stopped flying, went back. Everything basically thought, oh, no, it's nighttime. What was weird is... The weirdest reaction was probably on the base. They had a lot of sort of things like horses and stuff. And it turns out donkeys, when an eclipse happens, they don't care. They just nothing. It's they literally, if you had a carrot, they'd be more excited than they would be by a solar eclipse. Donkeys don't care about solar eclipses.
that's what I like about your roving. You know, people have seen images of the solar eclipse on the national news on TV from all over the world. Very few people have heard that donkeys don't care about them, and you've been able to exclusively break that live on the show that goes like this.
Exclusive for Phoenix FM and for you.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Scott.
You're very welcome. How do you, can I just ask you a question, Ben? How do you think you organise, like, a party for a solar eclipse? Like, how do you go about arranging one of those?
Well, I'd imagine, what, in terms of ensuring people come to it, or in terms of ensuring you have a venue where it can happen, or all?
No, you just have to plan it.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to, when you have a solar eclipse, you have to plan it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Scott. That's a lovely way to finish. Quick question, just before I play your jingle again and we say goodbye for this week. Can you explain very succinctly what your actual eye injury is? Because people might be worried.
Well, the sergeant on the base stepped on it.
Okay.
It was still in my head at the time, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's smart today.
Yeah, well, we wish you a speedy recovery, Scott, and, you know, continue not looking directly at the sun and you'll be all right, won't you?
Total eclipse of the heart doesn't make any sense, does it? You'd have to have a moon between your eyes and your heart.
If
you've got a moon between your eyes and your heart, you've got bigger issues going on.
It'd be good if I played that song now, because then it would link well to this interview, wouldn't it?
It comes from the album Faster Than the Speed of Night. Well, unless the animals, you know, were thinking that the eclipse was night, that was quite quick. But night itself is relatively slow. I think Bonnie Tyler was drunk when she did that.
Bonnie Tyler up next. We'll say bye to Scott Fish. Scott, thanks as ever.
Thank you.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving
on
Phoenix 98 FM.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Scott Fish as ever with another soft-hitting report. I think it's fair to say all about the solar eclipse. I certainly didn't feel the majesty of the occasion after speaking to Scott, but there we go. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised after Scott Fish has roved, then feel free to get in touch in the usual ways. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And, of course, you can email us, radio@phoenixfm.com. Great stuff. So, yes, very lovely. While the Scott Fish interview was on, I had a message that said, "Your guest sounds amazeballs. Ask him if the eclipse was better than the fun image shown when typing solar eclipse into Google." I have to say a huge thanks to Michael Buck for that message. I will pass on that question to Scott Fish, and I'll try and find out for you and let you know, Michael. But, yeah, thanks for getting in touch, see? I like it. When people drop me a line, I get their name mentioned on the airwaves. And also, Michael has kindly, very kindly, on social media in the run-up to the show, suggested an all-too-appropriate track. I don't know, really. All-too sounds negative. Just very appropriate track for the show that is quite literally happening right now. So to that end, I think we're going to fast track it to the airwaves right now. So cheers, Mike. Here is Take That and Shine.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise.
Shut up! Phoenix FM.
Take That and Shine, suggested by Michael Buck. And he's right. If you Google solar eclipse, there is a very fun image that comes up. I heartily recommend it. Every now and again, Google do something quite wacky and interesting on their homepage and commemorative of an event that's occurred. It's a good one with regards to the solar eclipse. So thanks to Mike Buck for suggesting that. Great stuff as ever. I never honoured Mark Straker for suggesting Sheryl Crow's Soak Up the Sun earlier. Obviously very appropriate. So thank you, Mark, for that. We haven't had celebrity birthdays yet, have we? I haven't told you what's going on the Twitterverse. So, yeah, there's plenty going on for you to get involved with. If you're on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio is the profile. And I will tell you earlier than normal, because I'd like a few more votes than we've had already, although they have come in. Because TikTok have announced that they may start a photo sharing service similar to Instagram, obviously to rival Instagram. They're probably annoyed that Instagram started Reels to rival TikTok. So, you know, they're trying to get some of those customers back, or viewers, or whatever you want to call them, people who share data online. So I'm simply asking, in a poll, which do you look at most, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram? It's a single click or tap on your device to cast your vote, but you need to go to the profile at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and then you can cast that vote. And why not give it a retweet, repost, whatever it's called these days, so more people can see that poll and more people will get involved. And we'll get a broader spectrum of voters, which will be fabulous. So which do you look at most, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram? I have to say, while I'm commuting, for me at the moment, it's TikTok. But I don't want to sway anyone. The others are valid social media platforms with a lot of excellent content on them. TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram, which do you look at most? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, get voting. Yes, that will be wonderful. Well, I think before we do any more music, we really do need to do some celebrity birthdays, don't we? Who's celebrating on the 9th of April? Well, Twilight actress Kristen Stewart is 34 today. Liverpool footballing legend Robbie Fowler is 49 today. Actress Elle Fanning is 26. Rachel Stevens, singer formerly of S Club, is 46. Game of Thrones star Isaac Hempstead Wright is 25. Lil Nas X, the rapper, is also 25. Actor Dennis Quaid is 70 today. And Leighton Meester from Gossip Girls is 38 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday as well, very many happy returns of the day to you, and you've only got an hour and 7 minutes left to celebrate. Well, you can carry on celebrating after midnight, but it's not legitimate anymore. No, because if you were celebrating International Be Kind to Lawyers Day and you carried on after midnight, I'd castigate you for that as well. And we know I love to use the word castigate. Careful, especially on National Gin and Tonic Day, if saying castigate. There we go. Yes, right, loads of stuff happening before midnight tonight. Prediction Master will be back. We'll find out the results of that poll on Twitter, the intense debate. Which do you use the most, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram? All because TikTok have announced they will be beginning a photo sharing side to their app to rival Instagram. And, of course, loads more tracks to feature in the next hour and 6 minutes and 15 seconds now, all related to the sun after yesterday's spectacular solar eclipse. Fabulous. Well, thanks to Danny Kidson, who suggested the next track we're going to hear on social media into the run-up to the show. This, of course, is the brilliant Bill Withers.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at get you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Oh yes, that is alright indeed, as we approach the second hour of the show tonight. What have you missed in the first hour? Plenty of great music, yes, from the likes of Bill Withers, Bonnie Tyler, we've had Katrina and the Waves, we've had Arrow, we've had Glenn Frey, we've had Sheryl Crow. Where the heck have you been? We've had Take That. Yes, so plenty. It's still to come, though. We've got Labyrinth going to feature, ELO going to feature, The Stranglers. And, excitingly for some people, Morecambe and Wise is going to feature a little bit later on. As well as The Wanted, Katy Perry, Diana Ross, yeah. So don't go anywhere. Second hour of the show, still fabulous music on these very airwaves. And I think I will start sharing with you some possibly unnerving, possibly interesting facts about spiders. Because it's Be Kind to Spiders Week this week. After Sunday, you can be horrible to them again. No, don't. I don't advocate that. Throw them out of your house by all means. Don't kill them. It's bad luck to kill a spider. Spiders started that rumour. Right. Thanks to Alan Cohen and Tom O'Driscoll, independently of each other, who asked to hear Cream and Sunshine of Your Love.
Thank you. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my gold surprise.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Cream and Sunshine of Your Love. Fantastic stuff. Right, are you ready? Have you braced yourselves? Any arachnophobes out there like me may feel slightly uneasy during this next section, but I'm about to share with you some interesting spider facts. It's all right, we can all cope. Let's get on with it. Spiders, of course, are not insects, but belong to a different group of species called arachnids. Did you know other arachnids are ticks, mites, and scorpions? Spiders differ from insects because they have only two parts to the body, whereas insects have three. They have eight legs and not six, and yes, people think always eight eyes, but spiders can have six eyes where insects have two. Now, this is what upset me. The first fact that upset me. How many spiders are there that you never see? A study of an undisturbed grass field in Sussex found... Found 5.5 million spiders per hectare. You think about 5 million of something, that is a lot. And you think a hectare, and you think that sounds massive. A hectare is massive, isn't it? A hectare is 10,000 square metres. So just to put that into perspective, that's an area 100 metres by 100 metres. It's sort of four American football pitches side by side, maybe three even side by side. There are 5.5 million spiders in that amount of field. There's a lot of them. Let's just leave it at that. But how many spiders are there in the average house? Fortunately, there don't seem to be any reliable statistics on this matter. I've seen people claiming there's about 30 in an average house. But Daddy Longlegs, they're a form of spider known as Phalcus phalangioides. Which makes scruffy webs in the corners of rooms and cupboards. There's a spider known as the mouse spider, which is a sturdier, velvety species that prowls walls at night. Technical name, Scotophaeus blackwalli. But the label house spider is usually reserved for members of the genus Tegenaria, which lurk unseen in tube-like webs until the autumn, when the leggy males scuttle around our abodes in search of the bulkier, more sedentary females. Okay. Not all spiders build webs. Not loads, really. Only 17 of Britain's 37 families of spiders use webs to capture their prey. They come in many different forms, from the much-admired orb-like webs of garden spiders to the much less welcome tangled webs of Daddy Longlegs. Some types of webs can be enduring structures. Often extensive funnel webs of large house spiders can last for years and accommodate a succession of different occupants. It's like a family home passed down. By contrast, orb webs produced by just four families of British spiders are more fragile. Wind and rain damage their structure, and the gluey coating on the thread can be rendered ineffective by pollen and dust. As a result, they can get rebuilt every night. An operation requiring the manufacture of around 20 metres of silk from the spider that builds it. Well, I haven't found any spider facts that make me feel better about them yet. But I'll see if I can while the next track is on. And then we'll move on, because I don't want to upset those people that don't really like spiders. But namely myself. Right, so next track, thanks to Dave Bourne, is going to be Traffic. Here's Paper Sun.
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
Traffic and Paper Sun, suggested by Dave Bourne. Now, going to quickly wrap this up, ironically talking about spiders and how they catch their prey. How many insects do spiders eat? Well, bearing in mind there's 5.5 million of them in a hectare, spiders eat large numbers of insects. Exceptionally, one spider may take hundreds of very small flies in one day. So if you think how many spiders there are, there's even more flies. Edible prey is wrapped up in spider silk. Remains can often be seen attached to the web for the spider species that build them. Yeah. Are there any insects spiders won't eat? Spiders avoid unpalatable insects. Burnet and cinnabar. Right, hang on. Burnet and cinnabar moths, for instance, are often thrown out of webs by the host. Well, I guess you'd be relieved. Oh, charming. Fortunately, spiders have fangs. They don't really have teeth. The mouth parts of spiders derive from primitive ancestral limb-like structures. The spider mouth-like structure is reduced to two parts, the basal block and jackknife fangs. So they inject venom to kill their prey through the fangs, and then they kill their prey and liquidize it and then eat through their mouth orifice. There we go. I'm not going to dwell too much on that, other than to tell you about... You may well have heard of spiders eating each other and unfortunate males trying to mate with a female and then getting eaten. A nursery web spider has an extreme example of spider cannibalism. When courting a female, the male should always present a silk-wrapped fly to his prospective lover. If he doesn't, he will be rejected outright. And according to new research, also won't have anything to defend himself with if she tries to eat him. Okay, female nursery web spiders rarely attack their suitors, but when they do, the male loses everything, not even getting to mate with the female, because with nursery web spiders, the females attack the males if they're going to before mating. However, if the male has brought that wrapped-in-silk gift, he can use this as a shield to ward off the female's fangs if she decides to attack. The male holds it in his jaws, keeping it between himself and the female. Often aggressive females get their jaws caught in the gift. The male can then turn the situation to his advantage. Once she hits the gift, the attack stops and it turns into a mating. Bizarre nursery web spider species. I'm not going to dwell too much longer on spider facts unless I can find nice facts about spiders. Apologies if I've grossed you out there, any arachnophobes like me amongst the lovely leg end listeners. But there we go. Spider facts. That's the end of it for now. Brilliant. So let's have more music, shall we? I think we really should. And I think thanks to Georgina Abigail on social media, we're now going to hear from Labyrinth.
I feel a cold flash going through my hair, and hey, you know what? I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sun shined once again. Now the party's on, everybody's there. Even if you don't know anyone, you still make some new friends. That's the way it is. When I have myself a drink, I'll be because the sun shined once again. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine, baby. Let it all go, let it all go, baby. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine, baby. Let it all go, let it all go, so baby. Lights off, ain't no one afraid. When the night comes, it'll be just like the day. Even without the daylight, we're glowing from within, all because the sun shined once again. So play that sweet tune, play it through the air and the volume, raise it up. Don't you ask me twice, you know I'm gonna bet, all because the sun shined once again. Shine, baby. Let it all go,
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, if only. So, Labyrinth and Let the Sun Shine. Plenty more great tracks still to come. So don't go anywhere if you love your music here on Phoenix FM. And of course, check out this station other times throughout the week as well. Fantastic programmes here, starting, of course, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock with Mike Porter and The Breakfast Show. So always worth listening, keeping an eye on Phoenix FM, particularly if you're local to the area, but also, even if you're not, thanks to the glory of the internet. You can listen anywhere in the world at phoenixfm.com and ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Fantastic stuff indeed. Right, let's have another track and then I think I will update you on the intense debate and we may be hearing from Prediction Master fairly soon as well. In the meantime though, ELO.
Phoenix FM.
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. Slightly less talking from me and more music in the final part of the show, I think, is only fair. A few facts about spiders. Just going to finish off with this. Not particularly uneasy fact or anything. Spiders have blue blood, in case you didn't know. The oldest spider in the world lived for 43 years. There we go. And of a similar length and diameter, the spider silk is as strong as steel. So obviously it's much thinner, but if you made steel, if you were able to make steel that thin, spider silk would be stronger than steel. Let's do away with that, because let's be honest, many internet pages with facts about spiders also contain pictures of them. And I'm one of those people that can just about look at pictures of spiders, but after a while you just get creeped out. So there we go, we'll move on. No more spider talk on tonight's edition of the show that goes like this. Apologies if you've already been slightly creeped out. Hopefully you found some of it interesting. Right, let's move on. Thanks to Rob Harvey of Synth City fame, we're now going to hear from the Stranglers.
Always the sun. Always, always.
Phoenix FM.
Stranglers and Always the Sun, thanks to Rob Harvey. Before that, ELO and Mr. Blue Sky, played because Laurie Nicola asked for it on the socials in the run-up to the show. Speaking of the socials, which do you look at most? Intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Is it TikTok? Is it YouTube? Is it Instagram? Cast your vote. There's about 20 minutes left. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Get yourself there. Top of the profile will be the poll. Single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a repost as well. We'd all be eternally grateful. Right. I now think it's time to do this.
Prediction Master.
Now, Prediction Master let himself down last week with a loss. Yes, he made an incorrect prediction. It's been a rarity over recent months, I have to say, but he got it wrong. Claiming last week in the Premier League with Manchester City taking on Aston Villa, he said Manchester City would not win. There was a point where it looked ropey for them, but no, they went on with a comfortable victory. So Manchester City were victorious last week. Prediction Master was wrong. It's fine, though. I think he's massively up on in total. You know, it's about 80-20, I think, in favour of Prediction Master so far with all his predictions that have taken place. So what about a new prediction, I hear you say? Well, for sports fans, he's been focusing on football for a couple of weeks. Let's move away from football and focus on the golf. Focus on the Masters. Prediction Master is saying Rory McIlroy, who will be taking part in the Masters, of course. He isn't the world number one. He's always in the upper echelons. Hasn't won a major for a long time. So, what is going to happen? Prediction Master says Rory McIlroy will finish in the top five in the Masters. Prediction Master has gone for it. Top five, Rory McIlroy. He hasn't got anywhere close for a while. Can he at this year's Masters at the Augusta National? All will be revealed over the weekend, culminating late on Sunday evening. Prediction Master says Rory McIlroy will finish in the top five. If you think anything any different, drop me a line. Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X. Get involved. Love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's have more music and courtesy of Mickey B. Oh yes, it's time for Zoe.
I
Phoenix FM.
Gotta keep the tunes coming thick and fast and remind you to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio, which you use the most TikTok. What's TikTok? Maybe that's a new thing I've just started. Brilliant. TikTok, YouTube or Instagram, which you use the most. Yeah, good to do those fast links in between songs and not trip over your words. Marvellous. Now, yes, we've had Zoe Sunshine on a rainy day, and now, suggested by Angie Stangerleith, remember all the tracks have to link some way to the total solar eclipse that happened yesterday. Therefore, why not have a bit of classic Morecambe and Wise?
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. This world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey!
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
That was Morecambe and Wise with Bring Me Sunshine. This is The Wanted, who are chasing the sun.
I'm better, so much better now. I see the light, touch the light, we're together now. I'm better, so much better now. Look to the skies, give me life, we're together now. We've only just begun, hypnotized by drums. Until forever comes, you'll find us chasing the sun.
They said this day wouldn't come, and we refuse to run. We've only just begun,
you'll find us chasing the sun. You'll find us chasing the sun. Chasing the same lights fading. We're gonna play in the dark till it's golden again. And now it feels so amazing. Can't see it coming and we'll never grow old again.
You'll find us chasing the sun.
I'm never down. Lying here staring up and you're looking down.
I'm never down. Live forever.
Just begun, hypnotized by drums. Into forever comes, you'll find us chasing the sun.
They said this day wouldn't come, we refuse to run. We've only just begun, you'll find us chasing the sun. The sun, the sun, the sun, the sun, the sun.
You'll find us chasing the sun.
You'll find us chasing the sun.
You'll find us chasing when the same light's fading.
We're gonna play in the dark till it's golden.
Phoenix FM.
The Wanted and Chasing the Sun. Now, you've only got about 7 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on Twitter/X at Bensim Radio. Which do you look at most, TikTok, YouTube or Instagram? This poll inspired by the fact that TikTok have revealed they will be starting their own photo sharing version of their app, similar to Instagram. This, of course, in response to Instagram about a year or so ago, starting Instagram Reels in response to the popularity of TikTok. All the meantime, YouTube starting Shorts as well to keep up with these shorter form videos. Craziness, social media companies rivaling each other, but which do you use most frequently, TikTok, YouTube or Instagram? Single click or tap to cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. BenSimRadio. Go for it. Right, plenty of music to squeeze in before I leave you. There'll be the result of that poll. We'll sum up the entire show. We'll come to terms with everything that's happened and we'll all go out in a blaze of glory. Sound good? Here's Katy Perry.
You're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're no.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. Sue Burton wanted to hear that, and she absolutely got it. Sue Swain wanted to hear The Wanted's Chasing the Sun, and she got that too. Now, my dad often tunes into this show. He released a track way back in the 60s with his brother, my uncle, that is appropriate to be played on tonight's show because it fits in with the theme of examining the solar eclipse that took place yesterday. Who'd have thought this song would be appropriate almost 60 years after it was originally recorded? What is it, 58 years? Something like that. Amazing stuff. This is the Simmons, that cool name they gave themselves. Take Me Where the Sun Shines.
Take me where the sun shines.
FM.
The Simmons, Take Me Where the Sun Shines, recorded in 1966. Incredible stuff. Love the fact that it's appropriate for tonight's show. That's brilliant. Right. I believe the intense debate has now been completed on the Twitterverse. Yes, it has indeed. Is this a reliable cross-section of society? Which do you look at most, TikTok, YouTube or Instagram? The final votes are in and have been counted and verified. 19% of voters have said TikTok, 59% of voters have said YouTube, 22% have said Instagram. So TikTok and Instagram almost equally popular. YouTube way out ahead. I'm shocked. I mean, it is the longer established social media site out there. Video sharing, of course. Videos available on all those sites, but YouTube was the original and still probably has the most people using it, although TikTok has got incredibly popular. Well, there we go. Whether that's definitive or not, that's what's happened. 19% TikTok, 59% YouTube, 22% Instagram. If you feel strongly about it, get in touch. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Send me a message. Or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Phenomenal. Right. We need a penultimate song. Then we'll recap everything that's gone on over the last couple of hours. And then it'll be time for me to leave you with a banger. Great stuff. Here's Bob Marley versus Funk Star Deluxe. Were they really at loggerheads?
It's a top, my selector. Ta, 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 ta.
FM.
Bob Marley versus Funk Star Deluxe and Sun is Shining. Great stuff. Well, we're almost there at the bitter end of tonight's show. Thanks so much to everyone who's been involved this evening. All those people that requested tracks on social media in the run up to the show. Sarah James, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Sue Burton, Mark Straker, Danny Kidson, Alan Cohen, Tom O'Driscoll, Dave Bourne, Georgina Abigail, Michael Buck, Laurie Nicola, Rob Harvey, Angie Stangerleith, Sue Swain, and I think that's everybody. Yeah, fabulous stuff. Maria on the Isle of Wight, Ron Wilmot, always a pleasure. And yeah, we found out tonight that Scott Fish somehow got onto a Texan Army base to look at the solar eclipse yesterday. Bit bizarre. We found out it's Robbie Fowler's birthday on the same day as Kristen Stewart. We've also found out that Prediction Master thinks Rory McIlroy is going to finish in the top five at the Masters. And according to the extreme cross-section of listeners to this program, more people use YouTube than TikTok or Instagram put together. Amazing stuff. So join me again same time next week, 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to those of you that have been messaging during the show as well, keeping me entertained. I love a bit of interactivity. You know who you are. You're all legends. Well, we need a great track to play us out. Yes, the tracks celebrate the solar eclipse. So over to Diana Ross, who's going to help us all turn up the sunshine. See you next time.
To lose life.